You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily On The Money Markets update for this Tuesday, the 23rd of July. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves, who is currently on leave. The Australian share market rebound today after yesterday's broad-based sell-off, with 9 of the 11 sectors ending in the green. That pushed the ASX 0.5% higher. Energy was today's biggest loser, while tech stocks went on a rally, tracking strength in the US. It comes as commodities remain under pressure, the price of copper sliding to a three-month low today in response to ongoing economic concerns in China. For more on that and all of today's market news, I spoke with Anthony Doyle. He's the lead investment strategist at Firetrail Investments.
So we're very much taking our lead from offshore markets today, and the confirmation that Kamala Harris is likely to be the Democrat nominee for president-elect really soothed investors to some extent, with offshore markets rallying strongly, particularly led by the tech sector. The Aussie market has followed lead today. And again, in terms of sectors, it's really tech and healthcare that are outperforming, with resources underperforming today.
Yeah, speaking to that latter end of the spectrum, we've also got energy that's falling behind. Why is that happening?
Well, the oil price has fallen in recent sessions by around about $5 a barrel to $78 a barrel. And that's on concerns around the outlook for global growth, more particular related to the manufacturing side of the global economy rather than the services side. So much like that reopening boom that occurred post-pandemic, that's very much continued. So people and consumers very much willing to cut back on buying stuff, but they still very much want to spend on experiences. And what we're seeing is a real dispersion amongst the consumer base, with generally older consumers, like the baby boomers, spending up pretty big, whereas those that have a mortgage or those that are renting are actually really tightening up their household balance sheets.
Now, looking further into the commodity sector, we know that metals have been under pressure quite a bit recently. Copper's hit a three-month low today. What can you tell us about the driving forces behind that?
So outside of the US and India, manufacturing surveys around the world suggest a reduction in the manufacturing side of economies. And that's really got investors nervous to some extent, that the manufacturing cycle is declining. And as of yet, manufacturing surveys that investors watch aren't suggesting an expansion at this point in the cycle. Now, in terms of the manufacturing sector, the global economy is still expected to generate positive growth. But outside of US and India, it's hard to find many bright sparks, including the world's second largest economy in China. And with news out relatively recently that Chinese economic growth has been disappointing, that's really impacted the commodity sector in particular.
Now, that story with supply and demand in China also impacting the Aussie, which slid today. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, so the Aussie dollar is really seen as a proxy to some extent for risk on and risk aversion in generally. So if you are optimistic about the outlook for the manufacturing sector and the global economy, generally investors will take that risk via the Aussie dollar and express a view on China via the Aussie dollar. Now, what we have yet to see from the Chinese authorities are any huge or extensive stimulus packages to support Chinese economic growth, with the labour market remain relatively weak and concerns around the residential property outlook in China as well and some of the bubbles that are built up there. So in the absence of those stimulus measures, it's the case that Chinese economic growth is disappointing to what investors would expect. And as a result, that's being expressed via the Aussie dollar as commodity prices have declined.
Is there any other market news that's capturing your attention today?
Well, earnings season has really kicked off in a bang offshore in international markets. So there are a number of big tech names in the Mag 7 in particular that are reporting today, one being Tesla. So many are expecting potentially further disappointing news and looking very closely at the robo-taxi development that Tesla is set to bring on stream. And there are a number of other big names reporting, which we are keeping a close eye on, such as Alphabet. So many expect continued growth in the cloud computing part of the Alphabet business. And this is the toing and froing that you're seeing in markets between geopolitical tensions or geopolitical risk, with the US election very much at the forefront of investors' minds. And then going back to actually stock specifics and what are the businesses' balance sheets look like, and what does the outlook look like for individual businesses? So plenty for investors to chew on.
Finally, where are the opportunities for those investors at the moment?
Yeah, so the interesting part of the market for us at the moment is really what is described as mid-cap companies. So not those behemoths that have generated market growth and market returns over the course of the last 18, 24 months. Companies that are now resonating amongst Australian investors, such as Alphabet, Apple, Nvidia, Meta, for example. And so what we're starting to see in the global marketplace is really the professional investment community looking further afield for opportunities to generate returns for their investors. And that's really in the mid-cap part of the market, or smaller companies as well. And that rotation has occurred particularly as Fed rate cut expectations have grown due to declining inflation. And that's a trend that we anticipate will continue for the remainder of this year.
That was Anthony Doyle, lead investment strategist at Firetrail Investments.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.